Hello?
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm with Opinion Research. Today, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, but very important to the success of this survey. Would you care to help us out? It's a five-minute survey regarding the upcoming elections, both locally and nationally.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's continue with the survey. Give me a second here. Is your zip code 19126?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And can you give us just the year of when you were born? Just a year.
57.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think of yourself? Give me a second here. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote then?
Yes, I was. Yep. Mm-hmm. President Biden. President Biden.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Nope. No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is what race do you identify yourself with?
African American.
Thank you. Next question. Are you registered to vote
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the president, the U.S. president, U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you probably going to vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Oh, 100% I'm going to vote.
So definitely?
Yes, I am, and I'm only doing it for one reason.
Okay. And next question. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person or
in
voting
person, in person.
Okay. And do you plan to do it early before the election day or
oh, first day? On election day before I go to work.
Okay. So on election day. Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it has a lot of power. And, 0 means that it doesn't have any power. A 5 means, you know, it's in between. You can choose any number in between.
I do 5.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale, again, from 0 to 10.
10.
10? Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 5 means that you're indifferent, and 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. You can also let me know if you've never heard of the person. The first person on here is Josh Shapiro.
A 10.
Thank you. Next person, Donald Trump.
A 0.
Thank you. Next person, Tim Walz.
A 8.
Thank you. Next person, J.D. Vance.
A 0.
Thank you. Next person, Mark Kelly.
I'm not familiar with Mark Kelly.
Okay. Next person, Joe Biden.
A 10.
Thank you. Next person, Kamala Harris.
A 10.
Thank you. And the last person on here, Barack Obama.
A 10.
Thank you. Moving on, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues that you feel are most important to you, you know, for the country or in your situation. So I'm going to go down the list here, and you can pick three out of those, okay? So the first one says reducing racism and discrimination. The next one, access to good jobs. Next one, abortion. Next one, affordable quality housing. Next one,
abortion. I got to remember abortion and housing.
Okay.
That's two.
Yes. Better transportation systems, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, public safety.
Police reform.
Police reform. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on. Thank you so much for helping me out there. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Well, he's her running mate, but Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yes. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or a vote against Donald Trump?
A vote for Kamala Harris and against Donald Trump.
Okay. But the main one is for Kamala Harris, correct?
Yes, 10%, okay. 100%, yes.
Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference at all?
It makes no difference at all. It makes no difference at all.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable? So much more?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next question. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of the people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I'm going to say, I'm hoping a lot, but I'm going to say some.
Okay. Thank you so much. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I hope some.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or it really does not describe her. So the first trait is governs with an iron fist. So your options here are really describes her, somewhat describes her a little bit. It really does not describe her.
Yeah. I'm gonna say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Michelle Obama.
No. So here,
I gotta say
the person here getting those statements is Kamala Harris.
Yes, Kamala Harris. Okay.
So you're
Kamala Harris.
No, yes, but your options, your answer should be whatever I say, the statement that I say to you, your options are that really describes her, that describes her just a little bit, or it really does not describe her.
Okay, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And next one, fights for all of us.
Somewhat.
Okay. Next one, represents the AAPI community.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Next one, is prepared to be president.
Yes. What's the question? Somewhat.
You wanna, You want to do somewhat or really describes her?
I want to really describe her.
Okay, thank you. Next one, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
No.
So you want to do, really does not describe her?
Right, it really doesn't describe her.
Okay, next one, is tough on crime.
It doesn't describe her.
Okay, and the last one on here, is a strong Black woman.
Yes.
Really describes her.
Yeah, there you go. It really describes her. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Moving on. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference. The first trait is, in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. So your options here are, does that fact about her make you much more...
It makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The next one, Kamala is a proud alumni of Howard University, the historically Black university where she became a member, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting Black communities.
It makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. Next one. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Okay. Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, somewhat less favorable, or somewhat more favorable to.
Somewhat more
less
favorable. More favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
More favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Kamala is doubtingly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. So much more. Okay, and the last statement on here, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training programs for police officers.
More favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done here, okay? We're in the last stretch. Again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices from a 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
10.
Thank you. Once again, and no matter how – oh, I'm so sorry. You repeat it again. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? And you're still the same person.
Kamala Harris. Yes.
Okay. Is that more? Again, they're asking the same question. You said for Kamala. Okay. Do you? Yes. Okay. They're repeating the same questions I just asked you. So I'm skipping them. Okay. That's what I'm doing. Okay, this one says, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all? And this was, I think this is another one that...
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. So the choices are Fox News. Do you get your news from Fox News, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what about national newspapers?
No.
Local newspapers?
No.
TikTok?
Yes.
CNN?
Oh, yes, 100%. No, listen, listen, go back to the TikTok one. Scratch the TikTok one. It's Fox News, CNN, those two, and give me, I want one more. I don't want the TikTok because I don't get into TikTok like that.
Okay. So, which other one do you want to, maybe?
Okay, I got Fox 29 and CNN, and I need one more. You said three. That's two.
Yeah, you want me to read the other options?
Yes.
Okay. Local radio, Snapchat, Instagram, MSNBC, radio news, ABC, CBS, NBC, Facebook, local TV news, family and friends. Oh, and Twitter,
okay.
Which is now X.
Local TV news.
Okay. Local TV news. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so,
no.
How
often? No.
No? Okay.
No. I can tell you that now. Zero. No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
no,
divorced?
No, I'm married.
Married.
Okay. Married.
Thank you. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18?
My kids, my daughter's over 18. I have a child, but she's over 18. She's an adult.
Okay. So there's no, you don't live with any
children. No,
children,
no.
Okay.
It's right. Just me and my husband.
Okay. Thank you. And last year, that's 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. And so
70,000.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
I greatly appreciate it. Okay, have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.